In September 2015, a 27-year-old transgender inmate leaves a note in her prison cell that reads, "I do not want to die, but I am a woman, and women do not have these." Then she takes a razor and tries to castrate herself. It won't be her last attempt. Adri Edmo is now in a court battle with the state of Idaho to get sex reassignment surgery, a surgery her lawyers say is a matter of life or death.
If somebody requires surgery or chemotherapy or radiation to shrink their tumor, that is what we give them.
This is a story about Adri Edmo's case and how it could change the way some transgender inmates are treated in prisons.
It would be binding on all the district courts in the Ninth Circuit, and it certainly would be persuasive to courts in other parts of the country.
We'll visit Fort Hall, the Shoshone Bannock Reservation, where Adri Edmo grew up.
It's damn tough to live here. It's not a hello bunny, hello flower life here.
We'll learn about the sexual assault on a 15-year-old boy that landed Edmo in prison, serving almost a decade.
Well, what about the victim that I think was a little boy? Let's talk about the victim here.
We'll hear from elected officials and people who are outraged that if Edmo wins, her surgery will be paid for by the state.
If that's something this person wants to do when their 9-year sentence is up, they should be the ones who are paying for it, not the state, not the taxpayers or the prison system.
And at the center of this case, we'll hear about a debilitating condition that many people haven't even heard of.
I had basically lied to myself my entire life. I did all kinds of manly things, and it was all a lie.
Listen to Locked, a podcast from Boise State Public Radio and the Mountain West News Bureau, coming this summer.